Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
High atop Chicago Skyline Studio on Labor Day. So happy Labor Day to everybody. It is gloomy. The upside and positive thing is, for the most part, you're not working. We are. Andrew in the booth is working, of course, here working hard to give you an eclectic blend on the show today. As usual, we're going to have a little bit of fast. We're going to have a little bit of food. We're going to also talk a little Labor Day as well. So coming up on the fast side, and this is happening almost as we speak down at the U.S. Nationals, which is, I would say, the epicenter for speed. We are going to be joined really right after this first break. Ron Capps, he is the world champion for Funny Car, and also Flying Ryan. We're going to be talking with him a little bit later on the program today on the El Bandito Pro Stock motorcycle, live from the U.S. Nationals, the big go. On the food side, we're going to talk a little barbecue, continuing what we talked about with Dave Plyer and his great work with Weber. We're going to talk with Dr. Barbecue. He is a barbecue Hall of Famer, and he's going to talk a little bit of turkey, right? Getting it out on the grill. It is good for you. And then also turkey for your tailgates, too. So stay tuned for that. And again, as mentioned, no less than two Iron Chefs. Alex Garnaschelli is going to talk about Alex versus America and some of the great things that she is doing these days. And then our very own, we think of her as our very own girl in the goat, Stephanie Iser. She is an Iron Chef out in California as well, all over the world, and one of those great top personalities. We'll have her on as well. And then coming up at around 10:30, Jim Bob Morris is going to join us, the visionary founder and lead bandito over at El Bandito Yankee. We'll talk about the exciting things happening for the hardest working tequila in the tequila business. But it is Labor Day, and so 312-981-7200, if people want to add in a little bit of Labor Day stuff, either something that you're doing, I want to say worst job, best job, first job, yeah, any of those kind of things. I always kind of like the worst and the first. You know, some of the things that we did before, we knew we didn't have to do that. And as a kid, sometimes you get into, I don't know if you're like a paperboy or something like that. One of my first jobs, I was detasseling corn in Wisconsin. So they had a whole bus and pulled everybody up, and you had to just walk through the fields all day pulling corn. That was pretty terrible. Andrew, you know, is this Buffalo, New York is where you grew up, correct?
Yes, sir.
And so what kind of jobs were you coating wings? Anything cool like that? Nostalgic, very on brand for Buffalo?
No, I wish I had something more very Buffalonian, but my first job there was...
Is that really what it's called, Buffalonian?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I was wondering. That's probably a science. There is some sort of science of, like, what do you call, like, Philadelphians, Buffalonians, Illinois. You know, I mean, there's always...
Yeah, anytime I say it out loud, especially having moved here, it feels very weird and out of place, but especially the looks I get when I say Buffaloni.
Well, it sounds
like that's what it is.
I'm like, yeah, it's like a mix between, you know, a resident of Buffalo and maybe like a Star Trek character. It's the Buffalonians, and their phasers are set on stun. So, Andrew, what was your first job or one of those crazy jobs you did?
First job, honestly, I really enjoyed my first job. I was 15, I think, and I was working as a birthday party host at my local bowling alley.
Okay, so you're selling smiles. You're there kind of, you know, people will remember that forever. You say to a kid, hey, do you remember your 10th birthday party? They do, and if it was a good memory, it's because of you.
I'd hope so. I put a lot of work into those, each and every one of those.
The other job, and of course, 312-981-7200, if people want to text in something, we'll try to mention them as we go, is, and this was in the 80s, this was at the Masonic Lodge in Whitewater, Wisconsin. I was a pin setter, so me and another friend. And you know, bowling technology had far surpassed this, but this was an old school bowling alley in a basement. And so imagine bowling, you know, you're throwing the ball as hard as you can. The pins are flying everywhere. We had to sit in there with the pins and then go and pick them all up and put them back in. What the mechanical thing does now, super dangerous. And that was before you had to sign waiver forms to do anything. But I'm surprised we survived. I think we got like $10 for like the whole night, and we were happy to do it. All right, 312-981-7200. We want to add your thoughts. We're going to take a break. We got a jam-packed show, and coming up when we get back, we're going to have world champion for the funny cars for NHRA, Ron Capps, live from the U.S. Nationals, the big go. So keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN.
Not only is this the biggest race, it's the big go. It's the U.S. Nationals. It's our Super Bowl, our Daytona 500. So much energy going on in this whole pit area. Hey, it's Ron Capps, driver of the Napa Auto Parts Toyota Supra, NHRA World Champion, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, but here at the epicenter for racing, the Big O U.S. Nationals with one of the biggest stars, world champion and defender in the funny car side for NHRA and one of the biggest stars in motorsports, the one and only Ron Capps. Ron, welcome to WGN.
Oh, man, it's good to be here. You know, this is, when you just said that, the epicenter, and I haven't heard that term, but it really is, because not only is this the biggest race, it's the Big Go, it's the U.S. Nationals, it's our Super Bowl, our Daytona 500, but this is the epicenter of where almost 90% of the NHRA teams are based out of, right, you know, within a couple miles of here.
You mentioned good to be here, and it isn't just you. Obviously, the driver community is excited to be here, but so many fans, because of the pandemic and all the rescheduling and everything that's happened, this is the first time that things have been fully open. They're excited, too.
Yeah, I knew when I pulled in here, really the day before, I looked across the street when we drove in, and the campers, I haven't seen that kind of action with all the campers showing up that early to this race in a long time. And plus having the All-Star call-out back. When I came into the sport as a funny car, listen, I was a rookie, and it was Al Hoffman and John Forrest and Jim Epler and all the guys I looked up to, and it was the Big Bud Shootout. It was for $100,000, and that was a special race. You didn't have to worry about points. You just went up, tried to win the big money. And so that's finally back as well. That hasn't been around for a while. So, yeah, through the pandemic, things were a little lean with the fans, but this reminds me of the old U.S. Nationals. This is so much energy going on in this whole pit area.
You think about racing in general, and, you know, racers are fans of racers and racing, and whether it's Formula One in Miami or an uptick in the NASCAR side of things, sold out Indy 500. Ron, like, as a racer, it's a good time to be a race fan.
Yeah, great time. I'm very lucky. I've been blessed to be with Napa Auto Parts now. We're going on 17, 18 years. And what I've noticed more than anything is just my teammates throughout that. Now to have Chase Elliott as a teammate has been so much fun. He came in, he had to go to his prom the first year he started driving for Napa for Dale Jr. So I've watched him grow, and it's been so much fun. We have Rossi on the IndyCar side, Brad Sweet on the World of Outlaws. So it is a stout. I don't think you'll find a better team throughout motorsports. But overall, I go to any of those races, and they're packed. You turn it on TV, and it's got ratings, crazy good ratings. So, yeah, I think you're right. Motorsports is back.
In the world of motorsports, there isn't, I don't think, another sport where sponsors are more integral to partnerships. The ways, the alignments, and all the ways that is important. And you have really sort of, I don't know, like the first family of sponsors, right? You have, and it is, and you mentioned it, sort of like a family. Talk about that, the support for Napa, and you mentioned team as you launch out on your own with a new team. You're not alone. You've got good company.
Yeah, and I got hooked up with Toyota, which was a blessing. Knowing I was going to become a team owner and to win a world championship, you couldn't script it any better. And to have Napa Auto Parts say, you know what, we want to be a part of this new venture of you being a new team owner. So there was a lot of fun stuff going on in the off season, a lot of craziness, me as a first-time owner, but a lot of good people around me. And you got to remember, Don the Snake Perdomo was my first team owner as a professional. So I was thrust right into the rock star spotlight of being around a Dale Earnhardt or a Richard Petty of our sport. And so driving for him for almost a decade, it really taught me a lot on the track and off the track. And I've tried to sort of carry that throughout my career.
You mentioned rock stars and some of the rock stars of racing. I always think of NHRA as the most exciting form of motorsports out there. As far as immediate gratification, if you're a new person in there and you want to get in there, I mean, you've got a winner all the time, right? You're not waiting around 3 hours. It's happening. And when you think about this, I happened to into the driver's meeting on the way in here, and everyone was talking, NHRA people were talking about, here's the ways that we're going to, you know, highlight and amplify and showcase some of the stars, and you're one of the biggest in the sport. And they mentioned, get you at sporting events, get you at rock concerts. Talk about this. The first time that we did an interview, we talked maybe more about Metallica than we did about racing. And so this is going to be natural for you. So many great friends in music, in the rock world. It'll be great to have you guys highlighted.
I grew up a music head. Like, just, you know, I was into 80s metal when I was growing up and hard rock. And so I took that passion when I became sort of, I guess, popular enough that I could go and get invited to these shows. And I got to meet these rock stars who I always loved, but they're bigger race fans. And they when they come out, for me to be able to take them to the starting line is like them taking me backstage. So to get to be friends with James Hetfield or Tommy Lee and Motley Crue and Rick Allen and Def Leppard, who I just talked to, I mean, it is crazy sometimes for me to almost pinch myself, like, God, I actually know these guys. But to your point, It is NHRA. Every ticket is a pit pass. So literally, I tell people it's like going to your favorite rock concert and going backstage with a band. And then they say, hey, we're going to go on stage. And you go right out in the front row for the next song. And then you go backstage again and hang out. That's the sort of what you feel like when you come to an NHRA event.
When it comes to playing loud and playing fast, there's nothing bigger than NHRA with that. And we're getting into the playoffs here as a team owner. Talk a little bit about that. Excitement for it with everything that's happening. Of course, contending again. So many changes, obviously, but still contending for a championship, defending a championship. Talk about the playoffs.
There's a lot of, we talk about the juices you get in the playoffs in any sport, right? You get down and the regular season's over, you start focusing on playoffs. It's the same way here. And this is not only our biggest race, U.S. Nationals, it's the last time you can collect points and for your position to go into the playoffs. And they call it the countdown of the championship. But after this race is over, points are reshuffled and zeroed out, and then it's six races for a world championship. Everything you dreamed about as a kid growing up to win a world championship. So we are trying with points and a half, which is more than normal here at this race, which amplifies the U.S. Nationals even more. It's a lot of craziness. So yeah, I feel those juices, those playoff sort of juices in the back of my gums. Like people are starting to get ready for it.
As you head towards what hopefully will be another championship, and of course all those efforts to raise the profile of the sport, and of course is one of its biggest stars. You know, where can people keep up with your adventures? Obviously, we'll have links at WGNRadio.com, but personally for the new team, everything you're doing, where can they go?
Well, it's Ron Capps Motorsports, but, you know, my social media, I do most of it myself, and, across Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, it's Ron Capps 28 most of the time, or just my name, but I try to have fun. With my personal ones, I throw a mixture of sponsor stuff, but I like to have a lot of fun, and I just you and I, before we started talking, I had a fan come up and just say, man, I love following you, some of the fun stuff that you do. And that's gratification, because you start to wonder, do people even care what the heck I do? You know what? Really, do they want to know what I'm doing away from the racetrack? Well, they do. And just like I do when I follow somebody, you know, in a rock world on Instagram or something. So it's nice to hear that from the fans.
In a sport where you're in a car with a helmet, I mean, a lot of times you do think maybe you're anonymous. It isn't. The personalities are great, and you're one of those best personalities in the sport. One of the great ambassadors for it, Ron. So we'll let you get back to it. Hopefully you get a Wally this week, of course, into the playoffs. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
720 WGN. It is Labor Day. And Dane, I am here with you until 2 p.m. And we are doing, outside of all the fast and the food and some barbecue and great things that are happening this Labor Day and holiday weekend, we're having people share your first job or your worst job, maybe even your best job, if you're excited about that. 312-981-7200. I shared that I detasseled corn, which was absolutely miserable, and then also very dangerous, the death-defying life as a pin setter, right? And Andy Mazur, Andy, did you have a job? I asked Dave Schwann. He had pretty, you know, he worked like in a grocery store, yeah. And pretty normal stuff, pretty safe stuff.
Yeah, my first was my worst. I was 15, and I worked in a hair salon. I was the hair sweep, and I guess the test dummy for new hires to do shampooing. I did, though, learn how to do laundry. I had to wash towels and rearrange display cases. But here's the rub. You know my name's Andy, right?
Yes.
My boss thought my name was Neil the entire time I worked there.
Well, why? That's not even... If it was Randy,
yeah,
I
have
get
no
that.
Idea. He would call me Neil. And for some reason, I answered to it. And I was only there for about 4 or 5 months before I decided that I didn't want to be Neil anymore.
On the cutting edge, no pun intended, did you ever have to, you know, as the fashion, you know, the world of like high-end like hairstyling can be pretty fast-moving. Did they ever kind of test out any new hairstyles on you?
No, thank goodness. It was just the hair washing, and that was dangerous enough at certain times. I didn't have an extra shirt there with me, so it would be, it was death-defying.
Oh, if anybody's got like a scalp infection, it just sounds terrible.
I'm glad I did not partake in the hair cutting industry. I'm glad that there are professionals out there that take care of me when they do it. It just wouldn't have been good if I was the one in it.
It takes a village. All right, thanks, yes. Andy. 312-981-7200. Andy shared his. That was brave for him to go ahead and do that. We are going to take a break, and when we come back after the news, we're going to have visionary founder of El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of race day, Jim Bob Morris, is going to join us. So keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN. So on Labor Day, sharing your first job, your worst job, and all that. Before we get to the guy with the best job, leading El Bandito Yankee, we're going to quick head out to Gene. Gene, welcome to WGN.
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, Gene, what was your first job or your worst job or your best job? What do you want to share?
My first and worst job when I lived, born and raised on the farm, and at 12 years old, we had a real good weed mower. So I got paid by the neighbors to mow the weeds out of the fence row for $1 a quarter mile.
That's
carry a can, file, a can of water, a file, and a gas can with me.
Oh, that sounds
right. That was my first job.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing. 312-981-7200. It sounds miserable, and glad we've all moved on from there. Thank you, Gene. Happy Labor Day. And on the line with us now, you know, in everybody's business card, it changes over time. But if you can have visionary founder of the fastest growing and hardest working tequila on this planet, or maybe or any other planet. I haven't seen evidence of any other. You know you're doing something right. If you listen to this station, you know that every time the Blackhawks score, you break out the Bandito as the official tequila of race day for NASCAR, for IndyCar, for NHRA, of course, UFC, and those great NFL tailgates, and of course, the Hula Bowl, the one and only Jim Bob Morris. Jim Bob, welcome to WGN.
Happy Labor Day to you, Dane, and I want to make sure that we wish a happy Labor Day to all the hard workers in America, to, in every field, to all your hardworking people out there. The world runs on your contributions, and you all deserve respect, recognition, and a day to relax. And to those that help protect workers and workers' rights, a happy Labor Day to you all. But El Bandito Yankee Tequila Company is the hardest working tequila on Labor Day. We want to wish everybody a safe and happy Labor Day.
So, Jim Bob, before your business card said El Bandito Yankee, share with the listeners so they can kind of relate to you and your journey and your success. Like, what did you have? Like, your first job? It was a terrible job, or something fun that you can share?
You know, when I was a kid, I mean, not everybody knows this. I mean, today businesses, our business world was way different than the way I grew up. I mean, you know, my dad was raised on the Tahlequah Indian Reservation. And so I grew up pretty poor. At one point in our life, you know, we were on assistance. We were on welfare, and my mother struggled and so forth. But I started working at about 11 or 12 years old, and they put me to work out in the oil fields, and I would paint oil tanks in the hot sun. And then that basically migrated from hauling hay and hay fields and then pulling rods and tubing on a pulling unit out in the oil fields. And so we had, let me tell you something, there's nothing harder than hauling hay in the summer in the fields of Kansas and Oklahoma. Or being on the oil fields pulling rods and tubing. There's not a dirtier job in the United States, I can assure you.
It feels like you've paid your dues, and the success, and of course that fun for El Bandito Yankee is something that everybody can kind of join in and enjoy. And so let's talk a little bit about it. You know, we mentioned fastest growing tequila, so in just the space of probably less than a year, we're in, you know, it's a bunch of states, right? And of course aligned with some of those great sports.
Well, hey, superstar Chris Chilio said, and I, when we came up with the brilliant idea in downtown Chicago that, hey, maybe we ought to start our own tequila company, is that at 2:30 in the morning at the Lux Bar seemed like a great idea. Of course, that we've been hitting a lot of other places, but the fact of it is, here we are, less than a year, 20 states, 20,000 locations around the United States, and helping everybody today that has access to El Bandito celebrate a great Labor Day.
So I know hockey season is coming up in a little bit, but today is a big day. This weekend is a big weekend for racing, right? And NASCAR, the official tequila of race day. NHRA happening today. There's an El Bandito Pro Stock Motorcycle racing for a championship as we speak. And then the Wiener Nationals. So talk about that, because you think about this. Lots of people love to celebrate, but race fans, it's a special connection.
Yeah, it is. Is that I think that it's good demographics for us. I mean, we are, like I said, we are the NASCAR with tequila NASCAR. We've got Flying Ryan at the NHRA in Indianapolis today, shooting for a title, and so we're really excited about that. The Sports Racing World Wiener National in Moberly, and I think you're going to bring on Reed Millard a little bit later here, but El Bandito Yankee, we are in that vein. We're in all the sports veins, basically, but right now it is race season, and we're behind our participants and the guys that we're sponsored out there. And good luck to Flying Ryan in Indianapolis today.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's going to be big. And think about this. Here in the Midwest, and, of course, in Chicago, people are thinking football. This is sort of that kickoff for the tailgate season for football. And as much as you're into the racing side and supporting El Bandito and all those different alignments, football's in your DNA, just like hockey for Chris Chelios. You actually played for the Packers and in professional football. So it's exciting to be able to bring your tequila to that sport that you're so associated with.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I tell you what, we have a lot of fun. You know, El Bandito and our other companies, we have suites in Lambeau and Kansas City and Minnesota, and obviously we support the Cubs with at the Catalina Club, and we do Bears tailgates, and we really get behind that. Our good partners, Blue Hogs, world champion barbecue masters, I tell you what, every time we get with those guys, I got to just shout out to them because they are one of the world's best. I love those guys. And Tim Shear and Dickie and everybody, I tell you what, I love you guys. But we're looking forward to football season. It's going to be a great season. Looking for a lot of interesting things to develop this year. And it's funny, like you bring that up, is that, you know, Chris Chelios, definitely a bona fide all-star and world champion and so forth. And when they would do the introductions for me, you know, they would go, and former NFL star, my kids would go, Dad, don't you think it's a little fraudulent? I mean, you weren't a star.
Oh, no, but there is so much happening. We are going to have, when it comes to Wisconsin, you spent a good portion of your professional career up there and with the Packers. We're going to have a little bit later on from Visit Milwaukee, the head of the Tourism Bureau. We're going to have the people from the Harley-Davidson Museum. And that's another thing on the El Bandito side, too, as we go and, of course, aligned with those great sports. But whether it's road trips away or not too far away, we're going to be right up there in Milwaukee with the brand.
Yeah, no. Wisconsin was great for me. I know it was great for Chris. Chris was an All-American at the University of Wisconsin, NCAA champion and so forth. And, you know, my stint with the Packers and we had a lot of fun in Milwaukee. I can tell you that. That's where, when we had an off day when I was in Green Bay, that's where we would head. It was either there, golfing, or Door County. But no, is that Wisconsin State, beautiful state. We love it. We're going to go back there. We're going to be back there. Like, well, we got 8 home games, you know, so we've got a lot of tailgating to do at Lambeau Field. And, you know, we do some special stuff with that, too, Dave. We bring in a lot of our distributors from around the country because of the iconic element of Lambeau and so forth. It's always a fun time up there. And then with our tailgates at the Bears and Bears-Packers game, I don't know that it gets much better in the football world than that.
Yeah, for those historical significance. And of course, Lambeau is, and it's one of those things, you know, obviously here in Chicago, there's that, you know, some animosity between the Bears and the Packers, but I see Lambeau Field just like Fenway Park or Wrigley Field if you are a fan of that sport, it is a crown jewel. It is something that anybody that, if you care about that sport at all, you should make that pilgrimage to see it. So you've got the official tequila of race day, of game day, and also of fight night. This is one of the most exciting things. And it's not to say that, you know, that people who love UFC or fight or combat sports are drawn maybe more so to tequila, but you love to celebrate. And we've got a lot of reasons, right? Because light heavyweight contender Dustin Jacoby is on the move.
Well, Dustin, one of my favorite guys. Talk about hardworking, and a shout out to all the hardworking folks out there today. But Dustin, he is one of the hardest working guys and one of the nicest guys. I mean, you know, he's just such a good guy. He's a great family man. I love everything about his core values. He's moved up the ranks. I mean, he's going to be in the top 10. He's going to be contending for the light heavyweight division crown. And I'm excited for him. I'm excited for El Bandito Yankee and the support of him. And so, you know, just I never have to doubt it in regard to his preparation for the next fight. And you know, that's just it's a very cool scene when you know he's up there and we know that, you know, we're behind him, supporting him, and when he wins or he dominates, it's always fun to watch. I mean, and that crowd, it is all about celebration afterwards. I mean, all the hard work you put into it, and we're like today, you know, where everybody's working hard, we're all putting in our time, so we deserve a weekend, man, a weekend to just kick back and enjoy yourselves, and hopefully El Bandito Yankees a part of that.
Yeah, whether it's working or whether it's succeeding or winning a championship or just kicking back and enjoying, that is how you can break out the Bandito. And of course, here on WGN, every time the Blackhawks score, that happens as well. We're going to take a break, and we come back, we're going to talk a little more, less a little bit on the fun side, more on the serious side for some of the things you brought up, some of the diversity in the background for Kansas State with the Multicultural Center for the Morris family, and then, of course, helping our Olympians. We'll talk about that when we come back, so keep it here. It's Jim Bob Morris. It's Dane here, Labor Day, 720 WGN. Jim Bob Morris, he is one of the founders for El Bandito Yankee, but a diverse business leader in a bunch of different ways, and also a guy that is paying it forward not only on the celebration side with the spirit, but also at his alma mater, Kansas State. And Jim Bob, welcome back.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. So, happy Labor Day again, everybody.
Happy Labor Day. And so you're working here. This is it. You're kind of sharing and inspiring in a bunch of different ways. And talk about that. As you became a success on the business side and you thought to yourself, what else can I do? It was one of those ways to give back and then also highlight something. It's one thing to just go ahead and write a check, but to have something that's meaningful and I think has roots back to yourself on the multicultural side. Talk a little bit about the Student Center.
Yeah, the Morris Family Multicultural Diversity Center really kind of initiated from a family background. I mean, as I mentioned, you know, we're Native American. My dad grew up on the Tahlequah Indian Reservation, and my family's name was Six Killer. I've still got cousins that kept the name and so forth. Is that unfortunately we had an incident when my great-great-grandfather's days where apparently Joe Six Killer, would have been my great-great-grandfather's brother, stole a cow from somebody, and he, my great-grandfather was upset about that and wanted to change our name. So there was a guy who had a tradesman, had a shop not too far from Tahlequah and had a respectable name. That's how we got to Morris. But we used to be Six Killer Dane, so I tell everybody, hey, don't push me too far. We'll have to change the stationery, okay?
We think the Six Killer Student Center sounds good. But let's talk about at K-State. I mean, it's a place, it's groundbreaking, and that support is there.
Yeah, for the center, what our goal was is that, as I mentioned, you know, growing up, it was rough, you know, My father suffered from alcoholism. He we estranged, left the family, abandoned us. We were on welfare and assistance, and I thought growing up as a kid, we had a great life. I mean, I had a dog, I had a bike, I had a baseball mitt, fishing pole. Shoot, I thought we were rich, but we were living in the church parish. But so the ideas of this, from where I was and my upbringings, and where I wanted people to go. Was the diversity center to me was to take all walks of, you know, religion, creed, race, we didn't care, handicap, is that give an opportunity, a place for everybody to go, and then bridge them to where they want to go. You know, we're taking you from where you're at today, and we're going to bridge you, and where is it, what do you envision? And I think that the vision is unlimited. I don't like to you know, pontificate, but I think, you know, when I look at my life and I said, hey, what did I envision, you know, to become and so forth? And people ask me, are you surprised by this or any of the success? And the answer is really no. One of the best examples, I think, is when we owned minor league sports companies, whether it was arena football or PBL basketball and things like that. I remember somebody asked me, we were 18-0 and we had A.J. Guyton was our coach. And we're getting ready to win the PBL championship in basketball, a minor sports league. And a reporter asked me, Jim Bob, do you ever think that you would be, because it was a very competitive league, and did you think you'd be 18-0 playing for a championship? I go, yes. I didn't build a team to be 9-9. But I think everybody's got to be out there, vision where you want to go. And I think the Diversity Cultural Center, it gives everybody, every walk of life, every person in the walk of life, like I said, race, creed, religion, we don't care. It gives you a place to, you know, to be and to excel. And we really want to work on building people's lives for the betterment and so forth. So I'm very proud of the center. One of the coolest things I was just back there for the Kansas State opener, and this week it's Kansas State versus Mizzou, and bringing that rivalry back to its roots is going to be very cool. But one of the coolest things, I was walking the campus, and at the student union, again, basically it was a chalkboard. It says, what do you like about Kansas State? What's one of your favorite things? And right there was the Morris Family Diversity Culture Center up there. It was one of the favorite things about the school. And that made me probably as proud as anything, man. I was so happy about that. And then of course, we had the opportunity to do the Morris Family Olympic Training Facility. And I got very pumped by that. I worked with Gene Taylor, the athletic director. And, you know, it was our goal to create a world-class environment there. And so my gift there to them was for the student athletes and coaches to, support, you know, an immeasurable impact of this new facility. It is going to be absolutely state-of-the-art, world-class, and it will help certainly help Kansas State with their national recruiting and so forth. Give student athletes, you know, the space and the equipment to need to compete at the highest level in the world. And that's really another element and envision is that when we set out to do something, like when we set out to make this tequila company, I mean, we really did envision to be the best in the world. We wanted it to be so authentic. We want to take it back to the 1600s, but we're working to try to do that with everything that we touch, is that we want to try to be the best. And I know out there that today being Labor Day, it really ties into everything and the fact that I think America, it's the best place in the world. I got so much respect for all of the workers out there, everybody doing their job. And obviously, you know, I want everybody to be safe, but we certainly support, you know, all the hardworking armed services, and we support the Blue and every hardworking American out there. Today's a special day, and many thanks out there to everybody from El Bendito Yankee.
Yeah, aiming high and with high expectations as well. And, you know, it's so competitive on the university side. So not only to be able to support them and pay it forward, but give them constructive things to be able to, whether it's come together, like you said, bridge some of those gaps, or else, you know, kind of close that gap when it comes to leading on the athletic side and for America and for our Olympians. And we've got like a minute or so we wanted to mention too. We're going to tease this as your roles in all those different roles, whether it is a business leader, whether it is the leader on the El Bendito side, philanthropist and supporter of so many different causes. You're going to be getting in on the podcast side too. We're going to have the Roar podcast series right here on WGN, and Jim Bob's going to be front and center, not only sharing, you know, maybe some inspiration and a little bit of input, but of course some of those great stories and great connections with all those friends on the football and sporting side.
Well, you know, and I'm super excited about the Roar podcast series with you, Dane, is that we're going to have some fantastic guests. We're certainly going to be able to talk about some really, really cool stuff in the sports world. And our goal is to have the top and the elite, whether it's in the world of football or basketball or hockey or golf or UFC, you name it, we're going to cover it. And we've got a lot of interesting elements that we want to bring up on the Roar podcast series, such as, you know, Dane and I, when we were sitting down and going over exactly what we wanted to kind of stripe this thing out as and chalkboard it, is that, hey, so you come into Chicago, what's the first thing you guys like to do? Where do you like to go eat? Okay, where do you like to hang out? Where do you like to shop? I mean, really get into some generalities about, you know, when athletes and celebrities come into these different communities, whether it's Chicago or Philly or Detroit or L.A., you know, really kind of get down to what makes the, you know, a little bit of an everyday element for them and so forth. So it's going to be exciting. I'm pumped up about doing it with you, Dane, and our guest that we'll have on board. It's going to be a phenomenal list of people.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Some of the biggest stars and kind of sharing some of those untold stories. And so look forward to that. As they say in the radio business, stay tuned. Jim Bob, I'm going to let you get back to your Labor Day. We've worked you hard enough today, and thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, Dane, you know what, buddy? I always appreciate it, and I love you very much. And let me tell you something. Again, I want to say out there to all the hardworking people and all the hardworking employees, happy Labor Day. I feel especially about you guys, and a shout out to all the hardworking people that protected us and so forth from El Bendito Yankee Tequila Company and Jim Bob Morris and Chris Chilius. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jim Bob. We are going to take a break and send it to news after that. Keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN.